You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. High school seniors, colleges, and workplaces in Erie County say they're starting to see signs of pre-pandemic life return as the school year nears its end. But for them, everything from the first day of school this fall to the new normal at work feels fragile. WITF's Sam Dunklaw reports for our America Amplified project.
I got a few Erie high school students on a Zoom call to ask if the pandemic had changed their post-graduation plans, and we did talk about that, but they wanted to talk about something else.
I'm kind of curious if any of you are actually having a prom, because I know that your schools seem a lot more strict, and I know my school is having a prom, but I was curious about your guys's.
Tylee Conaway is a senior at Seneca High School near Wattsburg. Jay Tonks, a senior at Mercyhurst Prep from Harborough Creek, answers right away.
What they're doing is having the juniors one night and the seniors the other night, and then only allowing like 250 people. So we can have guests from another school, but once the tickets sell out, then I guess that's it.
Senior Ellie Shade says things will be a little bit different at General McLean High in Edinburgh.
For ours, I don't think anything is set in stone yet, but I think it's senior only, and I think they're just having it at the school.
Riley Hudnall of McDowell High School in Mill Creek Township says hers will be held in two sessions.
So there's going to be a session from 6 to 8, and there's going to be a session from 9 to 11, I think. And it's only seniors, and you can't bring anyone from any other school.
These are conversations none of them had last year as the pandemic was taking hold, about savoring the last moments of high school. Riley says she's excited her school will at least have one social thing happening before she graduates.
Like, the most fun and social thing we did all year was like going outside for the fire drill. Like, it was the most social thing we did all year.
But now they're getting serious about planning what's next at a time when it's been tough to plan much of anything. Riley, Jay, and Tylee say they're all going to Mercyhurst University, a Catholic school in Erie. Ellie, meanwhile, says she's going to Penn State Barron in the fall. They're excited. But even though COVID-19 vaccines are widely available and most state restrictions are set to lift by the end of this month, they're not sure what their college experience will really be like.
It's like, should I even be spending all this money if there's still a pandemic going on? So I really want these to go back to normal, but things will not be normal if I don't live there and don't get the same opportunity.
But even in these unusual times, plenty of students are persisting to get the higher degree they've been working for their whole lives. Licola Belondo of Erie, a sophomore biology major at Penn State Barron, is one of them.
At first, it was kind of stressful, but I had to work on time management, and eventually I got used to it.
Licola's family immigrated from South Africa 3 years ago and ended up in Erie. And just as the pandemic forced her into a virtual college experience, her mom was forced to quit her job working at a hotel so she could be with her four other children, one as young as 7. Licola says her family found it tough to pay the internet bill and other expenses at times.
Everyone was just doing okay. But at times, my mom will break down, but she wouldn't do it in front of us. But I will just observe and know that something was up. It was kind of stressful, but we all got through it as a family.
And it was that close-knit support system, Licola says, that kept her in school. She says her parents encouraged her to keep at her classes, even when things were hard. She still aims to graduate in a few years and eventually move to Washington State for grad school.
Hopefully next fall, everything will open up and I'll get to see some of my friends that have decided to take classes online.
Most Erie County schools have held some or all classes virtually, and COVID protocols reigned for those living on campus. That in part led some of the students that could have gone to college to hold off. And with research showing fewer kids coming of age over the next decade, Dr. Ken Louie, who directs Penn State Barron's Economic Research Institute of Erie, says he's worried what that'll mean for schools like his.
We would probably see the departments and majors that were so-called low enrolled be cut back. We're not at that point yet, but I would think that that would be one of the major first steps.
But more students are starting to commit to college in Erie County again. Take Penn State Barron, which saw just over 800 students enroll last fall, down from a typical class of 1,100. Interim admissions director Andrea Conkle says this year,
our applications are really strong. Our applications are up a little bit. Our number of accepted students is actually up.
By 12%, to be exact. And Barron expects to be fully open in the fall. Conkle says that means two things for this year's freshman class.
I think students are still interested. And I'm really optimistic that we're going to see the rebounds this year.
Over at Mercyhurst University, Vice President of Enrollment Joe Howard says his school is already seeing pre-pandemic numbers of high school seniors ready to attend in the fall. But Howard says some might think twice before being social with others or feel anxious about their futures in different ways than those before them.
I do think that a portion of our students are going to arrive more fragile than they might have been had they had sort of a traditional exit from high school and entrance into college.
Of course, some high schoolers go straight into the workforce. And right now, there aren't enough people in Erie County to keep a lot of workplaces fully staffed. To help attract more young workers, Janet Anderson of the Northwest PA Job Connect Employment Center says workplaces are offering more flexible hours and even permanent work from home options.
Because that's the reality. When unemployment is as low as it is and you have a population deficit, you have to be creative to keep those good employees.
Anderson says what young workers need and expect has shifted dramatically in the last year, which means flexibility and better benefits may be here to stay. The last year may have slowed down or changed young people's plans, and Anderson says Erie County schools and workplaces may feel the effects of that for at least a few more years. But soon enough, she says, young people will help things come roaring back to life here. For one simple reason.
They're always going to want to look for opportunities to get out of the house and go and do what they believe is normal growing up with their peers.
I'm Sam Dunklaw, and this is America Amplified.